Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're at halftime. Boys basketball. Evergreens trail Marshfield 25-22. That's right. The Evergreens have only 22 points on the board for the first half. We'll look at our first half scoring in just a moment. We're sponsored by the law firm Tlusty, Kennedy & Dirks. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Tlusty, Kennedy & Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Sam Hinson leads all scorers for the Tigers with 8 points, but he has 3 fouls. Picked up his third late in the first half. Anthony Postulik with 7 for the Tigers. Addison Hill has 3. 3 for Carson Curvedon and 2 for Isaac Meverton. Tigers are 2 for 2 from the free throw line. They've made 3 threes. Evergreen's leading scorer, Brian Hallenbeck's been quiet, held to just 2 points. Evergreens are led in the first half by Alex Studeman with 7, 5 for Cade Sievertson, and 3 for Colton Keelman. 3 for Colton Hall and 2 apiece for Hallenbeck and for Ethan Ostrowski. The Evergreens just 2 for 8 from the free throw line, and they've made 2 threes. We are sponsored by Dunright Exteriors. Siding, windows, roofs, gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Evergreens have a makeup game on Monday that is not on your schedule from the beginning of the season. Lakeland Thunderbirds will be coming here. And this is the first time the Evergreens have seen their home court all season. Coming out to a 4-0 start, all 4 road wins. Evergreens with wins at Medford, at Eau Claire Memorial. Then 2 in-conference wins over Wausau East and Wausau West. The Tigers are 4-4, but again, all 4 of their losses to teams with winning records. And they're 2-0 in league, an overtime win over Wisconsin Rapids. I beg your pardon, an overtime win over Merrill and a win over Wisconsin Rapids. The Tigers' last 3 games have gone to overtime. Basketball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services. Learn more at bonejoint.net. Marshfield Boys 25, D.C. Everest 22. The second half gets underway when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Everest crowds looking for more to cheer about, and the Evergreens are spending an extended time in the locker room. Marshfield's already come out for their shoot-around to start the second half, and the Evergreens have not emerged yet. Again, the Evergreens, you know, haven't played in 2 weeks, so you kind of don't know what you're going to get. Evergreens have a lot of seniors. The games come quickly starting next week. In fact, once we get back to work on Monday, you know, the holiday season kind of comes to an end, Christmas, New Year's, we have 6 D.C. Everest broadcasts on our Fox Sports schedule. We'll have the Lakeland Everest game live on Monday, 7:15 start. Then we'll have Everest Hockey. Everest Hockey won the Antigo Holiday Tournament. That's really nice, with a win over Antigo 4-0 and then a 3-2 win over Bayport. So hockey's starting to play good. They are 6-4 for the season. And on Tuesday, they'll play Spash. You'll hear that here on Fox Sports Radio. Everest Girls are in action tonight at Marshfield. Everest Girls are 2-7, looking for an in-conference win. Now the Evergreens have come out with about a minute left on the clock for the shoot-around before the second half gets underway. Maybe those new home uniforms are not all that lucky. It's an unusual look for the Evergreens, white uniforms with the yellow numerals and lettering, and the green sketchy tree on the back and on the pants piping. Many of the other Everest teams have been de-emphasizing the yellow or the gold, which is not really officially an Everest color. And the boys' basketball team goes in the other direction. Like you see the hockey team, they've got fancy new sweaters and breezers this year. No yellow at all. fact, the hockey team did away with the yellow protective helmets, too, switching over to green this season. I don't know. That's the aesthetics. The Evergreens haven't really played a pretty first half. Got some work to clean up here. And the Evergreens have turned the ball over more than the Tigers. Turnovers were 8-2. Evergreens were called for 3 charges in the first half, too. So, I mean, take away some of that, and who knows? Does Marshfield have a 3-point lead if some of those things went the other way? I'm not so sure. So anyway, the team that gets on a roll in the second half is going to have a huge advantage. And the Evergreens want to be more of an up-and-down team. And every time Marshfield has had the ball, long, long possessions. And that's in part because the Everest defense has been good. Basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meat. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Bennett Cohen, Anthony Postink, Sam Hinton with the 3 fouls, Addison Hill, and Joey Gadel, 5 on the floor for the Marshfield Tigers. That's Keaton Edwards, Ethan Ostrowski, Alex Studeman, Brian Hallenbach, and Cade Sievertson, the regulars starting 5 for the Evergreens. The Tigers will get the ball as the second half begins. And the Tigers have a 25-22 lead. Whistle sounds and play is back in. Tigers inbound to Sam Hinson. Again, when the Evergreens have the ball, they've got to go at Hinson, see if they can get him a 4th foul. Hinson is the leading scorer with 8 points. Tigers, though, possess now. Postulik to the corner, bounced down low. Joey Gadel, he's bodied up there. He works around Ostrowski and scores. Gadel with the first points of the second half, 27-22. Tigers' biggest lead is 6. Ball is loose on the inbounds, picked up by the Evergreens' Alex Studeman. Studeman behind the back into traffic, now goes back out. The Evergreens' Hallenbach looks to drive in, kicks it back out to a 3, too strong for Sievertson. Sievertson's feet were set, but it's like he wasn't expecting the ball. Tigers by 5. If they score here, it'll be their biggest lead. Down low, stolen by Keaton Edwards, reached around Bennett Cohen, took the ball back to Hallenbach. Tigers have 3 players back. Hallenbach to the low blocks, cut off. Thinking about that 3 with Sievertson, drives in, too strong. Hallenbach fights for the rebound, it's loose on the baseline. Back out to Ostrowski. Evergreens keep the ball on a hustle play. They'll reset half court. Hallenbach to the corner. Sievertson, 3. Rounding out, no good. Hallenbach kept that alive, and it was knocked out off one of the Tigers. So the Evergreens promptly missed their first 3 shots from the floor, but that's another hustle play. You know, that's how you fight through. Look, shots fall, and sometimes they don't fall. You're going to blow hot and cold. Hustle can be a constant. The Evergreens are showing some of that. Bounced in traffic, turned over on the inbounds. Cade Sievertson tried to fit it into a tough spot. Hinson for the Tigers almost lost the handle. Gets it back up. Tigers go cross court. Marshfield by 5 and the ball after an Everest turnover. And Marshfield will play this in a half court set. Postulik over now to Bennett Cohen. Evergreens man-to-man defense. Evergreens have not scored in the first half. Stolen by Keaton Edwards. Edwards will flush it. Keaton Edwards on the steal. Keaton's first points of the night, 27-24. Marshfield long pass ahead to Postulik to break full court pressure. So both teams have a bucket here in the first half and both off turnovers too. Joey Gadel along the baseline, cut off by Studeman. Gadel on his dribble. He traveled. Evergreens got the ball. It's only Marshfield's 3rd turnover. Colton Hall will come in. And Cade Sievertson, a little cold from the floor, comes out. EverythingEvergreens.com is where you never miss a score and you hear podcasts of every game. Brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. Evergreens will inbound into traffic. That's off one of the Marshfield defenders. Knocked away by Addison Hill. So the Evergreens will inbound about 5 more feet further up the baseline. Still in their backcourt. 16 minutes to play in the game. 27-24 Tigers. Tigers have led for a while. Evergreens at one point led 8-2 when the Tigers went on an 11-0 run in the first half. Evergreens kind of righted the ship before halftime, looking to drive in that Studeman fancy switch. Studeman now leads the Evergreens with 9 points. Scores there, it's a one-point game. See if the Evergreens defense can get a stop. And the Tigers careful with the basketball. Very few turnovers today. Addison Hill gets it over now. Postulate with his dribble. Ostrowski flashes out to guard him. Now Kyle Tremerling. Tremerling with two fouls. To Sam Rorty. Bounce pass down low. Studeman guards Gatle. Gatle, wow, drag that back foot. Not called. Back out for a three, and it's good. Oh, boy. Travel not called, and Postulik hits the three, so the Tigers go back up by 4, 30-26. Evergreen's down low now to Ostrowski. Ostrowski hop step, big bang. He scores anyway, no whistle. Ostrowski scores in the paint. 30-28. Team starting to slug it out now at the 15-minute mark. Here's Postulik, who just hit from behind the arc. Ostrowski guards him closer and gives it up to Kyle Tremerling. Keaton Edwards on him. Tremerling hands it off to Addison Hill. Tried to set a high screen. Colton Hall comes out to guard. Bounce down low to Keaton Edwards. Kyle Tremerling double team. They kick it back out. That's a travel. Turned over. On the double team, they collapse down low. Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards got Tremerling to travel down there. That's a size mismatch on either one of those, and even more so on the double team. Everybody's a little trouble getting this in the backcourt. Hallenbeck gets it into Hall. Now Hallenbeck into the front court. Evergreens can tie with a basket. Hallenbeck lost the handle going to the rim, poked away from behind, and Marshfield takes the ball back. Hallenbeck was going right to the rack. So Marshfield gets the ball back. The Evergreens didn't get a good look on a possession that could have tied the game. 30-28, Tigers go back out thinking about that three. Sam Rorty, now three ball up in the air, round and in for Addison Hill. Friendliest of rolls, 33-28. Tigers have led by as many as six. Hall for the Evergreens to Ostrowski in the corner. Pass was down at his feet, not set for a shot there. Ostrowski will pop the three if he's in position. That ball is knocked into the backcourt. Keaton Edwards secures for the Evergreens. Two Tigers chased it. Evergreens have numbers in the front court. Here's a three too long for Studeman, and Marshfield gets the rebound. Things still not quite breaking the Evergreens' way. Long step back three. That's a bad shot from Postulik. He's two steps behind the arc, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Studeman to the front court. Now Keaton Edwards. Yeah, Marshfield needed a better look at the basket there. Could have gone up by seven. Keaton Edwards double-teamed, goes back out to Ostrowski, and now Hallenbeck. Cross court, thinking about the three here. Quick pop for Colton Hall. Good! Colton Hall for the Evergreens. Hall's got five, 33-31. Yeah, Marshfield's been unable to put any distance between themselves and the Evergreens. Evergreens seem to have an answer. Bouncing down low, Tigers. That's Sievertson, Studeman, rather, on possibly misses. Studeman won the defensive battle there and got the rebound. Ahead to Hall. Tigers are back defensively. Hall splits defenders. He's stripped. Loose on the floor. Hallenbeck battles for the Evergreens. He was calling for a timeout. See if this is going to be a tie-up or if the Evergreens are going to be awarded a timeout here. If the ball is tied up, it doesn't matter. The ball belongs to the Evergreens. Logan Ebersol will come in. Alex Studeman, good defense for the Evergreens last time down. Yep, ball belongs to the Evergreens. No foul called there. Hall will inbound underneath. 12.5 to play in the game. Evergreens trail by two. Evergreens inbounds to Ostrowski right at the rim. He scores, and we've got a brand new game. 33-33. Trips are wild now. Tigers come right back to the front court. Carson Caverdan, the sophomore, is on the floor for the Tigers now. Postulate. Over to Joey Gatel. On Keaton Edwards, drives in. Wow, Edwards banged him hard. Yeah, going to get called for that. Keaton Edwards is bigger than Gatel, lowered that hip and kind of knocked Joey off his stride. Fouls on Keaton Edwards. His second. Non-shooting. Sophomore Heverden comes out. Junior Rorty comes in. Tigers inbound underneath. Tie game. This possession will bring us under 12 minutes. In the corner, Bennett Cohen. Cohen has not scored. Popped a couple of threes earlier in the first half. All attempts that were no good. 0 for 3 from behind the arc. Addison Hill for the Tigers. Now again, Bennett Cohen open at the top of the circle for a three, and he's gun shy. Doesn't take it. To the corner. This is a three ball. No good from Joey Gatel, and the Evergreens get the rebound. Colton Hall tracks it down to the corner. Evergreens can take their first lead in forever on this possession. Back out to Hallenbeck. Drives in traffic. Hangs. Ball is loose. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Evergreens. Hallenbeck pulled up because he knew that he was called for a charge earlier. Didn't want to plow into that Marshfield defender. It's out of bounds off the Tigers. Evergreens limb bound underneath. Evergreens want another outside shooter in here. Colton Keelman. Now that's Cade Sievertson coming in for Keaton Edwards. Hall will inbound for the Evergreens underneath his own basket. All the way up high. That was almost deflected. Sievertson in the paint. Hangs for the lead. Good with the left hand. Cade Sievertson, who now has seven. And the Evergreens are on top 35-33. Tigers here thinking about that three is Hinson, who had eight in the first half and nothing in the second. Hinson on the floor with three fouls. Tigers go up high to Addison Hill. Tigers work on the perimeter, looking to drive in, pass to the baseline. Passing up, the three was open as Hinson goes back down low, spinning and scoring is Anthony Postula, who now leads all scorers with 12. Tied again, 35-35. Here's Hallenbeck, Evergreens with a three. Hall, wow, halfway down, no good. Ostrowski battles for the rebound, miss at the rim, tip to Sieverson, and the Tigers get the ball back. Still tied 35-35 at the 11-minute mark. Hinson along the baseline. Bad pass to the corner. Stolen by Ostrowski of the Evergreens. Boy, that was sloppy. Hinson tried to thread the needle along the baseline to a teammate and turned it over. Hallenbeck looks to drive. Hangs. Hallenbeck scores! Hallenbeck on a make. Evergreens up again. 37-35. Points not yet up on the scoreboard. Come on, home guys. There we go. 10.5 to decide this one. Tigers and Evergreens, this looks like it could be nip and tuck right down to the stretch. Back out here, Postlick takes the three over Ostrowski. No good, long rebound out of bounds. That should be the Evergreens ball. No, they're giving it to the Tigers. The Everest player, Cade Sievertson, held up and didn't grab that ball because he thought it was out of bounds on the Tigers, and the officials saw it the other way. Ostrowski will come out. Alex Studeman comes back in. Tigers take Sam Hinson out. Hinson hasn't done much in the second half. Sam Rorty comes in for the Tigers. Evergreens lead 37-35, and at least according to this officiating crew, the Tigers will have the ball here. Inbounded to Postulik. Studeman guards him. Postulik almost threw that away. Kyle Tremeling had to save the possession. Evergreens close. Man-to-man defense at the 10-minute mark. Extra pass down low. Studeman got him to change his shot. No good. Marshfield offensive rebound. That's blocked by Hall. And jump ball. Arrow goes to the Evergreens. It was Logan Ebersold who got his arm on that ball, tied it up as the Marshfield player was going out. Evergreens lead 37-35, and they've got the rock. And you know what? Yeah, they had the arrow pointing the wrong way at the scores table. This is going to be a correctable mistake, and the Tigers are going to have the ball. Yeah, we had a tie-up down at the other side, and the possession arrow didn't change from one team to the other. So I think we can get this corrected, and that's correct. It's the Tigers' ball. Evergreens lead by two. Now the Evergreens will get the ball the next time we have a tie-up in this game. 9:56 left. Tigers inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounds, thinking about that three and pulling it back down. It's Tremorley. Now into the corner. Hall comes out to guard Bennett Cohen. Cohen with an extra pass down low to Addison Hill. Almost lost the ball. Now Marshfield driving in and scoring. Tigers player moving without the ball there gets the basket. That's Kyle Tremerling for his first points of the night. Tied again, 37-37. It was a good set for the Tigers. See if the Evergreens have an answer here. Studeman with his dribble behind the arc over to Hall. Hall's seen extended playing time here. Down low, spinning with the left hand. Missing at the rim is Sievertson. Long rebound comes out to Hallenbeck. Gives it out. Studeman, long three. Oh, halfway down the cylinder and out. Tigers get the rebound. The Evergreens, loose ball foul. Sievertson's long three. It was a step back, went all the way around, but not through. Brian Hallenbeck is called for his second foul. frustration reach in, and we're tied 37-37. Tigers get the ball back. Again, this game's been played at Marshfield's pace. Evergreen's not really running and gunning, and the Tigers taking a long time, getting looks each time down the floor. Hallenbeck reached in, stole that ball from Joey Gadel. Two on one for the Evergreens the other way to the basket. Missing at the rim is Sievertson. Hallenbeck gets the rebound. He missed again, too. That's out of bounds. Evergreen's ball. It's off one of the Tigers. The ball hit the underside of the rim. Boy, the Evergreens need to get points out of that. Evergreens get a steal. Sievertson couldn't finish. Hallenbeck kind of had a tough angle here. Sievertson's coming out. Keaton Edwards coming back in. Evergreens are going to inbound underneath their own basket. You know, obviously this game is still in doubt. We have 9 minutes to play in the game. This would be a good win for the Evergreens because they haven't played their best and haven't controlled the pace of the game. And yet here they are, tie game, 37 apiece. And the Evergreens have the ball. Hallenbeck foul line extended back out. Here's a long two for Studeman. Good! Alex Studeman, who has 11 to lead the Evergreens. 39-37, trees over Tigers. Sam Rorty daring him to shoot. Hallenbeck played him two steps back. Stolen here by Studeman in the backcourt. Studeman behind his back to the rim. He's stripped and he's fouled. On the floor, non-shooting. Studeman came in and got the steal and then was fouled on a double team. Going to have a timeout here. And the Evergreens will have the ball with a lead 39-37 when we come back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse. The Evergreens are the only undefeated team left in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They are 4-0 coming into tonight. And they're going to have to earn 5-0 if it comes against the Marshfield Tigers. Evergreens got a steal from Alex Studeman, and he was fouled going to the basket, non-shooting. And the Evergreens lead 39-37. They'll inbound underneath their own hoop. Hall to Keaton Edwards. But he's outside the blocks, filling Studeman. Left-hand reverse scores. Studeman having a great second half. 41-37. It's the first time since the 15-minute mark of the first half that the Evergreens have gone up by two possessions. See if the Tigers have an answer here. Again, this has been nip and tuck the whole way. Postulik gives it over to Sam Rorty. Evergreen's defense has been solid all night. Back out to Joey Gadel. Marshfield works the perimeter under 8 minutes to play. Backing this out here is Sam Rorty, and Rorty was the player who turned it over last time he touched the ball. Way up high to Gadel. Hall guards him for the Evergreens. Marshfield again on the perimeter. Evergreens crowd sensing that Marshfield's having trouble with the ball here. Looking to drive in, spinning too strong. Keaton Edwards, rebound tip to Hallenbeck. Evergreens get it back all the way down floor to Hall, who is fouled at the rim. Hall may have been raked across the face. He's okay? Okay. Two free throws coming up for Colton Hall. Evergreens by four. 7.5 left in the game, and free throws coming up. Postulik's second foul. Hall is only 1-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Well, now he's 2-for-4. That's good. Gets another one coming. Hall's a sophomore and sees a lot of playing time. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Hall's second free throw is good. And the Evergreens got a little something going here. They now lead by 6, 43-37. Marshfield's going to get Hinson back in the game. Turned over, put the pass down low. Joey Gadel lost the handle, and Keaton Edwards picks it up for the Evergreens. It's a big possession for the Evergreens now. Hall in the corner drives in, goes back out. Oh, that's a bad call. The Marshfield players sold a charge on Hall, and they called it. That Marshfield player flopped a full step backwards, and Colton Hall has picked up his third foul. So the Evergreens with a chance to go up by 8 or 9, and instead, that's the fourth time that a charge has been called against the Evergreens. 7 minutes to play, 43-37. That's an opportunity lost for the Evergreens. No matter, Marshfield struggled against the Everest defense. Kinson back in, who was Marshfield's leading scorer at halftime. No points in the second half. Goes back out to Addison Hill. Hill looks to drive in, step to the rim, missed it. Good defense there by Hall. Long pass down floor from Hallenbeck to Keaton Edwards. Extra pass to Ostrowski. Goes out of bounds. Ostrowski, like he wasn't expecting the ball, pass a little bit behind him, and the teams wind up trading turnovers. All right, so make a little mental note that is twice the Evergreens have possessed the ball with a 6-point lead, and that's twice the Evergreens have not widened their lead. Ouch. Logan Ebersold comes out for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens will put back in. Colton Hall plays with 3 fouls. Tigers have the ball. They haven't scored in a while. Stuck on 37. 43-37 Tigers trailing here with possession. 6:15 and counting. This game's going to get late pretty fast because the Tigers take a long time every time they possess. Joey Gatel, guarded by Studeman, Evergreen's leading scorer. Stude's been fabulous today. Off a screen, Hinson, they're daring him to shoot from the outside. Hallenbeck played him soft, and he gives it up. Looking to drive in, spin move to the rim. Ostrowski blocked that. Ostrowski rejects Joey Gatel. Over to Hallenbeck again. The Evergreens with a possession again, leading by 6. Can they add to the lead here? To the corner, Studeman, 3-ball. This will be a big one halfway down again and doesn't go through. Evergreens just off by a little bit. Tigers get the rebound. Big board for Postulik from the Tigers. 5.5 to play in the game. Evergreens try and steal that ball. Hallenbeck just fouled, trying to steal that in front of the Marshfield bench. For Brian Hallenbeck, it's his third. Evergreen's fourth team foul, so both teams with fouls to give. 4 team fouls against the Evergreens, 2 against these Marshfield Tigers. Hinson gives it over to Addison Hill. Hall guards Hill to the corner. Hinson, 3. He's been cold for forever, and he misses that. Out of bounds, unable to squeeze it, is Studeman. Tigers will get another look. Studeman had both hands on that ball, but couldn't secure it. So the Tigers will get another look. 43-37. Evergreens are going to put Cade Sievertson back in on the next stoppage. That is a 5-second violation. Yes, it is. The Evergreens will get the ball back. That seemed like a fast 5-count. No problem. In a tight game like this, you're going to need a couple of little breaks, right? Colton Hall goes out. Sievertson comes in. So the Evergreens looking for another hot outside hand. And the Marshfield Tigers are going to take a timeout. Again, the Evergreens with a chance once again to put some distance between them and the Tigers. It's 43-37. This is going to be the fourth time that the Evergreens have possessed with a 6-point lead. We'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Welcome back to the Everest Fieldhouse, where the Evergreens have retaken the lead from the Marshfield Tigers, 43-37. Beg your pardon, 43-37 Evergreens. Everest has missed out on a couple of opportunities to put even more distance between themselves and the Tigers. Evergreens have Cade Sievertson in, almost stolen away. Hallenbeck secures it for the Evergreens in the backcourt, and the Tigers fall back. They'll play half-court man-to-man defense. Hallenbeck over to Keaton Edwards. To Hallenbeck, baseline extended. Hallenbeck was stripped and lost the ball. Sam Hinson with 3 fouls got his hands in there, and the Evergreens again just stuck on this 6-point lead. A 3 could have it, and Hinson thought about popping and did not. Pulls it back down. And both of these teams have gone cold right now. So, I mean, who can get just a small run here? Hinson with Hallenbeck on him, looks to drive in, cut off, passes to the corner, Joey Gatel. Gatel's got Studeman on him, he's in traffic. Studeman blocked it from behind, and Hallenbeck comes down with it. Studeman's been fabulous today. Hallenbeck will walk this into the front court. 4.5 to decide this one. Evergreens again by 6. Hallenbeck straight on 3. Good! There it is. And Hallenbeck with a little fist bump. And we've got a whistle and a stoppage for a moment as... What do we have here? One of the Everest players has lost a contact lens. Maybe. Ethan Ostrowski is looking down to the floor. Hallenbeck's 3. What a time for Hallenbeck to hit from the outside. Hallenbeck widens it to a 9-point lead. 46-37. That was a big moment in this game. Now we're ready to go. Ostrowski's still in there. One-eyed Ethan, maybe. Tigers need something. Really can't fall further behind here at the 4-minute mark. This 9-point lead is the biggest for either side, and the Tigers have been stuck on 37 for forever. Bennett Cohen. Now, the Tigers have gotten nothing from the outside, and the Evergreens' defense has been stout in the paint. Back out to Postulik. Picked up his dribble. Ostrowski flashes out to guard him. Bennett Cohen. Cohen's a starter with no points tonight for the Tigers. Into the corner, Hinson, who's been invisible in the second half. Hinson's got his dribble. Hallenbeck again. 2 steps back. Don't want Hinson to drive on you, daring him to pop from the outside, and he won't. Again, Marshfield, the pressure's on the Tigers to do something here. They're taking a lot of time on this possession. Hinson pops the 3 over Hallenbeck. Round and out. No good. Keaton Edwards, big rebound for the Evergreens. Everest can take a double-digit lead on this possession. Hinson forced it over Hallenbeck. His 3 did not fall. Here is Studeman in traffic to Hallenbeck. Foul line extended. Pulls up. Hangs. Misses. Ball is pinballed around loose. Hinson gets the rebound for the Tigers. Evergreens are back defensively. Marshfield no advantage here. Addison Hill goes back out. 3 minutes left in this one. Offensive foul called on the Tigers. I'm not sure about that either. I don't think Cade Sievertson was set, but they've been calling that a lot, and the Tiger player did have his arm out to brace and create separation. Joey Gatel is called for the foul, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. That call went against the Evergreens repeatedly in the first half, and it goes against the Tigers at a more critical junction of the game. Evergreens have the ball back here. Here's Sievertson hanging. He is blocked underneath. That is clean underneath Joey Gatel. Under 3 to play in the game. Tigers, Gatel moving without the ball. Down low, misses at the rim. Keaton Edwards gets the rebound. Studeman's defense again got Gatel to change that shot. Studeman's been a star for the Evergreens, and Everest wants a timeout. This is a great time for a timeout. The Evergreens have built this up to a 9-point lead. There's 2:41 left, and the Evergreens have the ball. So the Evergreens, this is a great time for Coach Jerry Poggle to remind his team about who's in the driver's seat, who's got to look for a good look here. Again, this game not played to the Evergreens' liking in terms of pace and flow, but the Evergreens are in a good spot still to come away with a victory here. We're sponsored by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Dunright Exteriors is a sponsor of D.C. Everest Sports. Siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright Exteriors is a real standout in the community. Alex Studeman has led the Evergreens 13 points. His defense has been at least as good, maybe better, than his offense. Picking up Brian Hallenbeck, who has only 7. Again, Marshfield has been cold from the outside. This Marshfield team, when we see them year in, year out, usually has a couple of 3-point shooters and can pop from the outside. Nothing falling for the Tigers from the outside. And then when they try and drive to the basket, the Evergreens defense just collapses. A lot of blocks in this game, a lot of stops. Evergreens have the ball out of the timeout, and they lead 46-37. Clock's counting down. 2.5 to go in this one. Cade Sievertson's got the ball for the Evergreens to Hallenbeck. Looking for Edwards on the low post. The Evergreens bring it back out. Hallenbeck again. Keaton Edwards roams in the low blocks. Pass to him too long outside of Keaton Edwards' wingspan and turned over. So the Evergreens turn it over out of the timeout. Ugh. Hinson pops the three again. No good. He's cold tonight. Keaton Edwards tries to secure the rebound. Comes to Ostrowski of the Evergreens. Edwards was able to outfight Sam Hinson, and Ostrowski picked it up. Hallam back to the front court. Evergreens lead is still at 9 and under 2 minutes to play. Cade Sievertson for the Evergreens looks to drive in extra pass in traffic to Edwards. Goes back out. Edwards knew the double team collapsed around him. No need to force. Studeman foul line extended. That's blocked. Bennett Cohen blocked Studeman. 1:45 left in the game. The Tigers can't be picky here. They've got a 9-point hole to climb out of. Postulik. And the Tigers could get hot from behind the arc late in this game. Only a 3-possession game. But again, Tigers very deliberate, and there's only 90 seconds left in the ball game. Spinning. Wow, that's a travel that's not called. Up and in over. Ostrowski is Postulik. 46-39. Evergreens by 7, and the Evergreens will walk it into the front court. Hallenbeck. Neither team in the bonus. Should there be a tie-up, the Evergreens get the ball, and the Evergreens will take this under 1 minute on this possession. Marshfield still playing for a steal, and the Evergreens almost turn that over. Hallenbeck goes back. Counting down, 55 seconds. Marshfield has stolen the ball, unable to get it, and it's loose on the floor. The Tigers are going to be given a timeout where they didn't have that ball secured. Wow. That ball was loose. It is a turnover, and the Evergreens' lead is down to 7, and the Evergreens have just turned the ball over. 51 seconds left in the game. That was the fastest of whistles on a ball that was loose right in front of the scorer's table. If Marshfield had possession of that ball, they had it for a microsecond, and that's when the whistle sounded. I'm Chris Conley. Neither team are going to get free throws down the stretch of this game. 4 team fouls on the Evergreens and 3 on the Tigers, so the 1-1 will not factor down the stretch of this game. Tigers have the ball. Evergreens have the lead, 46-39. 51 seconds left. Again, it gets interesting if the Tigers can hit a three. They have hit just 2 threes? 2 threes in the second half. Hinson, who has no points in the second half, has the ball. Clock still kicking down. 42, 41, 40 from the quarter. Here's a three ball. Addison Hill high, arcing, good! And the Tigers will take a timeout. Addison Hill just hit his third three, and the Evergreens lead. The scorers table, they're checking whether or not that's a 2 or a 3. I believe that's a 3, and that would make the score 46-42. Yeah, those points are not on the scoreboard yet. There it is. It is indeed a 3. 46-42, 37 seconds left in the game. So, I mean, the Evergreens are still in the driver's seat. Evergreens have not been particularly good from the free throw line, and Marshfield still needs to possess the ball twice. The way this is probably going to play out is that the Evergreens are going to have to hit some free throws. Marshfield will try and deny the inbounds pass here. The Evergreens have to go the length of the court. 46-42. The Evergreens led by 9, and then Marshfield hit a 3, hit a 2, and then a 3 to make this a 4-point game. Evergreens have Hallenbeck, Sievertson, Studeman, Hall, and Edwards on the floor here. Just looking over to see where Ethan Ostrowski is. He's right next to his coaches. And I think Ostrowski may have lost a contact lens earlier. That's probably why he's not in here. They're not going to guard Sievertson, who has to inbound the ball. Sievertson inbounds to Keaton Edwards in the backcourt. Clock is moving down to 35 seconds. Edwards dribbled a couple of times, picked it up, and turned it over. Stolen by Addison Hill. The Evergreens reached in and fouled. So the Evergreens have turned the ball over on their last 3 possessions. 30 seconds left in the game. This is a non-shooting foul. And now Ethan Ostrowski will come back in. Keaton Edwards, after turning the ball over, committed the foul. Team's 5th. Hall will come out. Ostrowski is in for him. So Tigers trailing by four, get the ball back. And the Evergreens a little bit nervous here because they've been sloppy down the stretch to Sam Hinson. A three ball would make this a one-point game. Evergreens double team in the corner, forcing up a three. That's no good. Long rebound to Keaton Edwards. Addison Hill was not open. Evergreens get the long rebound ahead to Ostrowski, who is fouled at the rim. Just 15 seconds left. Evergreen's four-point lead is still good, and Ethan Ostrowski's got two free throws. Foul is on Addison Hill. Ostrowski is 0 for 1 from the free throw line and has 6 points. He's got two free throws coming here, the first of which is good. Evergreen's by 5. This was not pretty, but conference win is a conference win. One more free throw would make it a 6-point game if Ethan can hit, and he does. That's a senior for you. Ostrowski with 8 points, 48-42. Just 15 seconds. Tigers up against it here. Quickly into the front court now. Sam Rorty launching a three. That's no good from Bennett Cohen. Keaton Edwards with the rebound. That's going to do it for the Evergreens. Long fling down court, and the final horn will sound. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. A game was played on Marshfield's terms, but the Evergreens come away with a home win. The final score is 48-42. We'll be back with a happy recap after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse, where in a game of attrition, the DC Everest Evergreens have just gone to 5-0 for the season, beating the Marshfield Tigers 48-42. Boy, both teams in the second half, the Evergreens led by 6 for what seemed like forever before the Evergreens eventually bumped this lead up. The Evergreens turned the ball over 3 times with under 2 minutes left in the game. The Tigers got within 4 but could get no closer. And the Evergreens outscored Marshfield 26-17 in the second half. I'm Chris Conley. So the Evergreens move into first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference with this victory. Again, it's a good win because, you know, Marshfield and the Evergreens have been just dead even. And they're both senior-dominated teams. So for the Evergreens to get this win at home when they're playing off of a 2-week break, had a lot of rust to work out and didn't play their best game. And the Evergreens still come away with the W, led today by Alex Studeman with 13 points. 8 apiece for Colton Hall and Ethan Ostrowski. Ethan hit 2 free throws down the stretch to get what was a 4-point lead back up to 6, the final margin of victory. 7 for Brian Hallenbach, 7 for Cade Sievertson. 3 points for Colton Keelman, and 2 points for Keaton Edwards. Marshfield had only one player in double digits. Anthony Postulik had 14. 9 for Addison Hill, 8 for Sam Hinson, but all in the first half. 4 points for Joey Gadel. Kyle Trimmerling and Isaac Meverden had 2 points each for the Tigers, who fall below 500 on the season, 4-5 with this defeat again. Evergreens will step out of conference and will play the Lakeland Thunderbirds on Monday. That's a makeup from a game that was canceled because of bad weather earlier in the season. And that game Monday will be live here on Fox Sports Radio. Come out and see the boys. Evergreens should be favored against their great Northern Conference rivals. Evergreens and Thunderbirds. That'll be a Monday game on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9. For this Friday night, the Evergreens open 2020 with a victory, 48-42 over the Marshfield Tigers. That wraps up our DC Everest coverage for tonight. I'm Chris Conley, and thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.